I just know we're, I apologize, we're just on a little bit of a tight schedule today, so. But there was, and I'm not going to remember everything that we had talked about extra we need to bring out, so. Are you ready? I'm sorry, we're sorry, okay. We'll go ahead and call the Board of Works and Safety meeting to order at 6:31. Roll call, please.
Here.
We're going to use the minutes from the last meeting, which is on September 10th. Were there any changes or corrections that need to take place? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve? Motion and second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Okay, next up is the request for leave of absence. Tim?
Yes, sir.
Request for leave of absence.
This is a request from a police officer to take some time off for military orders. We've checked the schedule and everything is fine. He has turned the orders in. We've seen them. So this is a request for him to take time off without pay.
Okay. You have any questions? Concerns? Yes. Yes, we have. Indeed. I'll make a motion. We approve the request for leave of absence without pay.
Second.
A motion and second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show the usual signs. It's unanimous. Thank you. Next up, easement discussion on Tower View Drive.
Can we postpone that for 2 weeks?
Yes. Yes, we can postpone that. That's fine. Then I will bring up the supplemental agreement that this is falls under the new business category. There is a supplemental agreement that has been brought to us by DLZ Indiana regarding the water project. So, Mike, do you want to just give a quick overview?
Yeah, in the original agreement, if we got into any wetland issues or anything like that, that was going to be an extra at that time. And after we got done with all the surveying and all the checking of everything, there was three different areas of wetlands out there. Currently, the four sewer main runs through all those wetlands, too, and they weren't, the sewer wasn't in an easement, so we, in this process, delineated enough out to cover the sewer line plus the proposed water line through those wetland areas, and they're just asking for additional $3,500 for the permitting process to the Army Corps of Engineers and the plan that goes to Willie County Soil and Water District.
Okay, so do you have any questions of Mike? Okay. I will then make a motion that we approve supplemental agreement number one in the sum of $3,500 to make the total lump sum amount
$62,900. Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion or questions? Those in favor show by the usual sign. It's unanimous. Thanks. How many signed copies you need? You want one with copies, or do you want?
Just as long as I got one that's signed, I can send it back to them.
And okay.
Rose cut.
Oh, you got two. Okay, I'll let you do it.
Oh, okay.
I got two of it. Oh. So, yeah. Okay. Do whatever you want.
Sorry.
I'll let you each have one. There you go.
Look at that.
Sometimes I wonder if the Board of Works just ends up pushing paper all the time. Okay. Thank you. Okay, what else do we have to discuss today? Was there anything else on the agenda for you, Rosie? Okay. Okay. I don't expect you to be here today. Yeah. Okay. Bills. Oh, sorry.
Go ahead. I'm good.
Okay. Bills. If you all had a chance to look over them,
I did.
One question I did have, Rosie, was the at the top of the list. It says for the period of 00000 to 99999. Is that usual?
Yeah, I want to say that.
Really? I guess I'm just super observant today. Okay. Any questions? Hearing none, can I have a motion to approve?
Make a motion to approve the bills in the amount of $1,109,651.44.
Second.
Motion and second. Any further discussion or questions? All those in favor show by the usual sign. It is unanimous. Okay. Rosie, I feel like we're forgetting something, really.
I don't think there is at the time.
On council?
Let's see. Just for Tim, I haven't got anything in Tom from the haunted jail yet. Are they opening October 1st?
I assume so. They've been down there working. I know that.
They put in for their entertainment permit.
Okay. Well, they haven't got a street closing permit yet. So don't, take them in. They can't do it until the board approves it. And we don't have another meeting, so.
Until the first meeting of October.
And last year, I think it started October 1st, so.
Mm-hmm. I remember having this issue last year.
Well, yeah.
Every year.
Yep.
Every year.
Yeah, I agree.
That was it. And I talked to Mark. He's going to get around the marathon again.
Oh, okay.
Should we request or ask the chief of police to contact him? Because we know annually it's an event. I'm just saying that's a courtesy to help prod it along.
I have no problem with that. Would you mind making contact with him? I know we hold his hand all the time, but.
Oh, my gosh.
We got the barricade, we got public safety, and I guess at this point we just need to be proactive and
kind.
At least make it a good effort.
Okay, very good.
Unless you got 15 minutes to get here.
And get the approval to go across the. Terry or Sean, do we have any update on the fiber project?
I requested one from Rod today, but did not hear from him.
Okay. Okay, anything that department heads have specifically for Board of Works? Any updates you want to give us? I'm going to take that as a big no. Okay. Very good. Anything, Marsha, you have anything?
I don't.
Hey, Rosie?
No.
Walt?
No, sir.
Dan?
No, sir.
Okay. I want to introduce Hunter LaRue. You may remember him from last year. He's our youth council member that's attending the meetings today. And Hunter, do you want to kind of talk about what you did at our last meeting?
Oh, I wasn't at last.
Oh, that's right. But I forgot. I apologize. The youth council ended up meeting with the three county commissioners and two county council members to talk about their roles and responsibilities at the county level and how it's kind of different from the city. This year, the youth council is kind of putting an emphasis on county government and figuring out how that works compared to city and federal and state. Got to sit in you missed a very interesting commissioner's meeting. There was a discussion from ironically, from an individual who has a lot of ordinance violations, and we got to sit in on that, so that was interesting. So. Okay, just want to kind of fill you in on what's going on. Using the new system, so I'm not sure exactly how it works yet. Just so you know, good things are happening on the economic front. So as things come to fruition, we'll let you know about those. We do have. Sorry, I'm getting there. The Lindbergh Building is being dedicated on the 26th. Just so you know, if you didn't know about that, Passages will be dedicating the Lindbergh Building on the 26th, and. We will be. I'll be going to IACT. I think both of you will also be going to IACT. I'll be leaving on Saturday for board of directors stuff, but I'll Monday, I think, is when you guys or Sunday.
Sunday night.
Sunday.
Yeah.
Sunday. Okay. So, whoever's out last, turn the lights off. So. Okay, anything else? I can, that's fine. We did get approval this week, just so you know, for the USDA grant, the economic development. Well, it's not a grant, it's a loan, no interest loan from USDA for Blue End Medical. If you remember, we had him come in, Mr. Smith come in. Smith? Okay. Anyways, came in and made a presentation with Alan. The next step, just so you know, we've now gotten approval for USDA to give us those funds, and then there is a agreement that's being crafted that will go between us and him, Blue M Medical, so that we can then reloan those dollars to him for the project. So, just so you know, that'll be the next agreement that will go in front of you. Will be that agreement, and before that occurs, Marcia, of course, will take a look at that. Yes.
Just to go back on the 8th, we'll be coming back on the 8th, and we have a conference board of works meeting that night, so we'll be back in town.
Yes, we will. We should be. Say it that way. Yes, we should be. No, I think usually the luncheon is, luncheon is usually the end of the day. And just so the public is familiar, I act as the Indiana Association of Cities and Towns. It's their general conference. So there's all kinds of workshops on all kinds of municipal things. So it's a really great learning experience. And it's kind of like, kind of like the lawyers conference. They go and learn about all the legalese and the new stuff happening for us municipal officials. That's what happens. So
is there anything specific you guys are going
to
be working on?
Working on or learning about?
Learning about, yes.
I don't remember the workshop titles yet.
Yeah, I don't have the schedule.
Yeah. But usually they address, everything from fire safety to stormwater and controlling your sewage plant stuff. There's all kinds of stuff. So
personnel
is usually another thing. New stuff coming down from the state. So very good. Okay. Anything else? Okay. Then we will call the meeting adjourned, and council will start up in about 15 minutes. Thank you, everybody. Yes.
Mind if we send us to them so that we can send them?
Send, I'm sorry, I'm not understanding. You mean, send that thank you to advance? I can do that. Man, I'm sorry, guys. I feel like I'm missing something. I really feel like we were supposed to discuss something else, but I'm just not remembering. That's because Marcia and I have been meeting since.
It felt like a grandma on a rocking chair.
Yeah.
Public hearing for budget. Why did you guys sell your?